morning.
Mm. 早上好.
It's nice to be back on safe territory in Houston.
回到休斯顿这个安全的地方真的很好.
The past couple weeks I've been in Los Angeles and while they were beating up the rockets.
过去两周我在加州的篮球队把休斯顿火箭打得很惨。
So I had to be kind of quiet as to where I was from.
在那里我不敢说我从哪里来。
As I was sitting here before the service, I realized that we have our own solution to the rocket problem right here in our own fellowship.
当我坐在这里准备开始的时候，我就想，其实我们对火箭队甚至都有这个办法。
We have our own international team.
我们有一个国际队。
I'd like Willie and Philip and Michael to stand.
想这三个年轻人站起来。
Stand up. That's the rocket solution right there.
这就是火箭队的火箭的办法。
Let's open the Word of God this morning to Isaiah 45.
我们打开圣经，以赛亚书45章。
Isaiah 45.
以赛亚书45章。
Verse 23.
23节。
It's good to hear that rain, isn't it?
听到这个雨的声音很好，是不是？
Prosperity from heaven.
就是从天上来的祝福。
Every time it rains, we're reminded. A spiritual blessing from heaven.
每一次看到下雨的时候，我们都被提醒，就是从天上来属灵的祝福。
Verse 23, this is God speaking.
23节，这是神在讲。
I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out from my mouth in righteousness, and will not turn back.
我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不返回。
That to me, every knee will bow.
万膝必向我跪拜。
Every tongue will swear allegiance.
万口必凭我起誓。
They will say of me, only in the Lord are righteousness and strength. Men will come to him, and all who are angry at him shall be put to shame.
人论我说，公义能力唯独在乎耶和华，人都必归向他，凡向他发怒的必至蒙羞。
Verse 25, In the Lord all the offspring of Israel, or we could say of the church, will be justified and will glory.
25节，以色列的后裔或者说教会，都必因耶和华得称为义，并要夸耀。
Romans 14.
罗马书14章。
Romans 14. Verse 9.
第9节。
We'll see in this passage 9, 10, 11, it's a quote from the passage we just read in Isaiah 45.
第9节到第11节这里所提到的章节就是以赛亚是我们读过的。
For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在神的台前。
For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.
经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
I'm going to be concentrating this morning on that thought. Every knee shall bow.
今天早上我们要集中在一点，就是万膝必要跪拜。
Because of the importance of this, Paul even mentions it again in Philippians.
因为这件事这么的重要，保罗在腓立比书又提到。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二节第二章
Verse 9 Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the nameWhich is above every name.
第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven, and on earth, under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称基督、耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
They often ask the question, "Why are we to pray without ceasing?"
我们经常问这个问题：怎么样不住的祷告
？Why do we pray even before we begin a meeting like this?
为什么我们甚至在聚会前都要祷告
Is this just kind of a religious habit?
是不是一个宗教的习惯
No, there is a very, very important reason.
不是的，有一个非常重要的原因
I think if we went around right now, we could have maybe 10 to 20 wonderful reasons of why we pray before we begin a service.
可能我们可以找到超过10个理由来解释为什么在聚会前要祷告
Things like confessing sin.
比如说让我们的罪得赦免
You might get a thought just a couple minutes ago of disappointment because the rocket's lost.
或者我们心里的失望比如火箭队失败了
Or our mind might have wandered in a thousand other directions.
或者我们每个人向不同的方向所做的每件事
And through prayer we are brought back to the Lord.
借着祷告，我们每个人都被带回到神面前。
We confess our dullness towards spiritual things.
承认我们在属灵的事上迟钝。
We enthrone him.
我们没有让他来做宝座。
But there is one important principle of why we're told by Paul to pray continuously.
但是像保罗所说的，我们这里有一个规则，就是怎么样，为什么要来不住的祷告。
And the reason is this.
原因就是。
Nothing spiritual happens on planet Earth without prayer.
在这个地上，所有属灵的事，不借着祷告就不能开始。
God does nothing out of His own will without man praying concerning it.
神他自己的旨意要完成。但如果没有人借着祷告来配合，他就不做。
God waits for man, believe it or not, to tell him what to do.
相信或者不相信都是事实，就是神等着人来告诉他要做什么。
God wants to speak to us this morning.
神今天早上要向我们说话。
God will speak to our hearts if we ask him.
神愿意对我们的心说话，但我们要来向他求。
If we are humble,
如果我们谦卑
，God will fill our hearts with joy. If we ask Him,
神会让我们的心里充满喜乐。我们要求。
A speaker can only speak to these physical ears.
讲员只能对我们这个物质上的耳朵讲话。
No speaker has the ability to speak to the heart.
没有一个讲员可以直接对着心来讲话。
Only the Holy Spirit can speak to you and my heart this morning.
只有圣灵可以对你跟我的心来讲话。
We have to crown Him as Lord of our life.
我们要冠他做我们生命之主。
As Lord of His message.
作为他话语的主
allowing him then to speak.
可以允许他来讲话。
May we take a moment and just continue humbling ourselves before the Lord.
我们用下面的时间谦卑在神面前。
Father, we're at your mercy this morning.
父啊，我们真是在您的怜悯。
We thank you for your mercy this past hour when we could just lift your name up on high.
感谢您在上面这个小时给我们的恩典，让我们可以来高举您。
Thank you for being in our presence this past hour.
感谢您在过去的一个小时与我们同在。
Continue to reign your light into our hearts.
继续在我们的心里来做主。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.It's a very sobering thought. Every knee shall bow.
这是一个非常伟大的思想，就是说每万膝都要跪拜。
I was with a small group recently in California, and they were studying various prophecies.
在加州，我有一个很小的团体聚集在一起来读先知书。
And they asked me to share something on prophecy.
这些弟兄姐妹们要求我来分享一些关于预言的事。
Well, it's kind of a wide range.
这个范围很大。
First of all, prophecy has two general areas. One of foretelling, speaking for Christ.
预言有两大类，一个就是把将要发生的事先讲出来。
And then there is foretelling, speaking of Christ regarding the future.
还有一个就是预先讲到基督，讲到未来。
All believers are prophets and prophetesses of Christ.
其实每一个信主的人都是在基督里面来做先知的。
You mothers, when you encourage your children in the Lord, you are prophetesses.
当妈妈来教导孩子的时候，你就是在那里做先知。
This morning, though, I was thinking more of one of the future prophecies.
今天早上我要分享的是关于将来的一个预言。
One of the most sobering prophecies in the Bible.
这是最伟大的预言里面最伟大的一个。
I believe if we would spend more time on this prophecy, there would not be so many discussions regarding this word prophecy.
如果我们花时间来了解这个预言的话，我们就不会对其他的预言有很多错误的理解。
And it's this word that we read from three different portions in the Bible.
就像今天早上我们在三个地方读到
Every knee will bow.
万膝都要跪拜。
Who will bow?
谁要跪拜？
It's very clear. Every knee will bow.
非常清楚，就是每一个膝都要跪拜。
From Adam and Eve to the last person born on this earth will bow the knee to Jesus and proclaim him Lord.
从亚当夏娃直到这个地上所生的最后的一个人，每一个人都要称耶稣为主。
It's a question of are we going to bow now or later?
问题就是我们是现在虚心呢，还是说将来
The worst of sinners will bow.
甚至罪人中的罪魁都要来屈膝。
Some of you remember the name Robert Ingersoll, that famed atheist. He will bow.
有一个人叫 Robert Ingersoll, 他是无神论里面的一个很有名的人物。
And if you followAtheist trends, I hope you don't follow it literally, but right now we have a man called Richard Dawkins.
今天呢还有一个人叫做 Richard Dawkins, 他也是无神论里面写了许多的。
And atheist from Britain.
他是从英国的无神论者
who makes some remarks about the Lord Jesus that causes you to just shrink and fear that the Lord might strike him dead.
他甚至说信耶稣会让你缩成一团，然后会害怕他要把你打倒。
When I hear men like Richard Dawkins spouting forth blasphemy regarding the Lord, I see something of the compassion of the Lord.
当我看到这个人在那里这样来诋毁主耶稣的时候，我甚至会觉得神对他有怜悯。
You and I could not stand to be spoken of that way.
我们绝对不会像他那样来说话。
But God, through His Son, died for Richard Dawkins and the Robert Ingersolls.
但是借着主耶稣的死，也为 Robert 跟 Richard 这两个人预备了救恩。
The Mao Zedongs and the Joseph Stalins and Adolf Hitlers.
从毛泽东到希特勒，到其他的独裁者。
Responsible for killing 75 million people, they will all bow to the name of Jesus.
甚至有人他对于7500万人的死有这个直接的责任，他们到时候都要屈膝。
And will recognize and call him Lord.
我们是不是来认识他，来称他为主？
They will see the Christ just like we saw him this morning around the Lord's table.
他们总有一天也像我们一样在顶杯面前看一样看到主耶稣基督。
That there is one perfect man and it wasn't them and their philosophy and the things that they were purposing in life.
他们会看到这里有一个完全的人，不是他们自己的哲学，他们自己所能想到的。
This message this morning is also for us believers.
今天早上的这个信息是为我们信主的人。
The Lord could return anytime.
主随时都可能回来。
All prophecies have been taken care of that precede His next coming.
在他来之前，所有的预言都已经完成了。
He is not going to come this next time.With a loud trumpet sound, that is later.
他来呢，并不是马上会有一个号声，这是在这个来的之后。
Not everyone is going to see, like it says when he comes to set up his kingdom. Not everyone will see him come this next time.
当他再来建立他国度的时候，并不是每个人都看得到。
He is coming to rapture his church.
他会来。让他的教会被集。
He has prepared church.
他在预备教会。
The five virgins that have their oil filled with lamp.
有五个童女。
Their lamps filled with oil.
他们的灯也是预备油的。
Those who are ready will be caught up.
这些预备好的会先被集。
Those who have bowed the knee now on this time on earth will.Be caught up.
现在在地上预备好向神屈膝的人，他们将要被提。
So for us, it's very, very important that we bow the knee now.
所以对我们非常的重要，就是现在来屈膝。
But what does it mean to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus right now?
那在现在向耶稣屈膝是什么意思呢？
Does it mean to get down on my knees and bow?
是不是现在就跪在地上了？
We have a false religion called Islam.
我们记得有一个信仰叫穆斯林。
They spend a lot of time bowing themselves during the day to a false god called Allah.
他们每天花很多次的机会时间来跪在地上向这个阿拉来祈求。
Allah is not the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个阿拉并不是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Now they say and they proclaim he is, but he isn't.
虽然他们宣称阿拉是，但阿拉不是。
It's very easy to reason and to figure this out.
很容易我们会进到这个争论里面。
If we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not know his father.
但是如果我们不了解主耶稣，怎么能够了解他的父亲呢？
Professors of the Islam faith do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
今天在穆斯林里面 所有的学者他们不知道主耶稣。
And therefore they do not know, they do not know our Father in heaven.
所以他们也不知道我们这位在天上的父。
But even they will bow.
但就算他们总有一天也要屈膝。
Bowing isn't just prostrating ourselves.
屈膝并不是在地上的一个姿势。
Bowing comes from the heart.
屈膝是从心里发出的。
God looks at our heart.
神是看我们内心的。
He's not looking about how much activity we're performing around the body of Christ.
神并不是看我们在基督的身体里面做了多少的活动。
Everything has to do with the heart.
每一件事都是与心相关的。
This is why revenge.Anger is so serious in the Lord's economy.
这就是为什么复仇愤怒在神里面是如此的。
We open the paper today, and you can open it any day of the week, and you'll see murders, rapes.
今天如果您打开报纸，看到许多的凶杀、强奸。
God looks at the heart, and when He sees us revenge in our heart, when we see anger, a husband, a wife towards each other, He calls it murder.
神看我们的心，看到我们里面有这个报复的心。当丈夫跟妻子之间有仇恨，神说你们是在杀人。
When we steal God's glory, it's called stealing in God's economy.
当我们偷窃神的荣耀，在神的法则里面，这就是偷窃。
And it can be just promoting ourselves in somewhere, promoting our children, just a small voice, a small word, and it's really stealing God's glory.
如果我们高升我们自己或者我们的孩子们，那我们就是在偷窃神的荣耀。
The heart is the issue when it comes to.God's economy.
在神的法则里面，就是关于心的问题。
He is looking to see what it is that we worship.
神愿意看我们到底在敬拜什么。
What is important this morning to each one of you?
今天早上我们每个人心里面最重要的到底是什么？
You young people, what is the center thought in your hearts?
年轻人在你们心里最中心的思想是什么？
Is it just, well, one more week and school will be out?
是不是还有一个星期学校就要结束？
What's, what you're going to do this, this summer?
或者说今天下面的暑假要做什么？
Are you sitting there right, sitting there right now dreaming about your Facebook?
或者你现在在那里在想象你的这个学校的这个画册？
Is that what occupies?
你心里被占有的是什么？
Is that what occupies your heart?
是不是这些把你的心占有呢？
Is it video games?
或者是这个游戏？
See, what we do, where we spend our time, that's where our heart is.
我们所花的时间在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
With us adults, it can be careers, it can be vocation, it can be money.I hope it's not money. I hope we've learned something since March 2000 when this whole crash began.
对于我们成人来讲，是不是我们的工作或者钱财？如果您还在钱财里面，希望您从现在的这个经济的萧条来学一个功课。
How foolish we are. We watch over the years the progression of our retirement plan. It goes up and it goes up.
何等的愚蠢，我们以为退休计划是一直向上的。
In a very short time, everything that was gotten is gone.
And 突然间很短的时间，所有你所有的都没有了。
How foolish it is to have a heart to make mammon money important.
何等的愚蠢，我们让马门作为最重要的。
About the time we get the perfect and the right job and people are respecting us, we have to retire.
当有一天我们找到一个完美的工作，而且得到人尊重的时候，也是我们
的。Oh, I should look forward to retire, but now I've got the lumbago, I've got too many health problems to enjoy my retirement.
我们总算到了退休的一天，但是突然间健康上出了所有的毛病。
It's the heart that has God is talking to us about bowing to the Lord.
神这是对我们的心来讲，向他屈膝。
How do we bow the heart daily?
那我们怎样每天来向他屈膝呢？
How can we just be totally, as our brother just said, consecrated to the Lord, moment by moment, in the workplace, weddings, funerals, all these things that make up our life? How are we to bow the knee?
那我们怎样像刚才弟兄所讲的，把自己奉献给神，每一个时刻，不管是在婚礼，是在工作的地方，在家里。
Now I'll make it very simple.For the young people, particularly because they've been asked by their teachers to take notes.
我要让这件事变成很简单，因为他们的老师让他们来做笔记。
And I have a sneaking suspicion their teachers will next Sunday ask them some questions.
我甚至可以感觉到他们的老师下一个主日要问他们问题。
So I'd like to just look at seven words this morning that help us know when we.Are bowing the knee.
我们就来看有七个事情，让我们知道是不是在向神屈膝。
First word.
第一个词。
There must be a hunger and thirst for the things of God.
必须对神的事有一个饥渴。
Hunger is the first thing we notice when a baby is born.
饥饿是我们看到一个孩子生出来之后的第一件事。
Being a farm boy, I used to be amazed at how quickly, after a birth, that little calf gets up very jittery and moves towards that mother's udder to suck.
我在农场长大，我经常很惊奇看到这个刚生下来的小的牲畜，他们马上就到妈妈那里去找奶喝。
In fact, if this does not happen, even in the first 5 minutes, you have a question as a farmer.Do you have a healthy calf?
如果在五分钟内这件事没有发生的话，你作为农场的人，你一定要想这个生下来的牲畜是不是有问题。
Probably nothing has caused more pressure in a mother's life is when that child fails to drink.
对妈妈来讲，最大的压力就是她的孩子不会来吸取这些营养。
When our son was less than 2 years old, we lived in Alaska.
在我的儿子在两岁前的时候，我们住在阿拉斯加。
One day he woke up, but did not eat.
有一天他起来，但是没有吃。
All day.
整天都没有吃。
Second day, he didn't want to eat.
第二天还是没有吃。
Took him to the doctor.
我们就带他去看医生。
The doctor.Scribed, thought a few things.
那个医生想出来有可能有几件事。
Third day, did not eat.
第三天还是没有吃。
I remember my wife and I just prostrating ourselves before the Lord and said, "Come."
然后我们全家就在神面前屈膝，说主啊。
Called the doctor again, a wise, elderly lady, Obi Chen.
我们就打电话给这个年长的这个医生，她是一个女士。
Excuse me, Maria, pediatrician.
是那个小儿科的一个医生。
She said, "See if he would suck on a little popsicle."
然后医生就说
ice cream，
给他一个小小的冰棒，让看他会不会吸。
And he began to slurp that.
然后他开始来吸。
All that agony when there's no appetite.
所有这些忧愁，我们里面没有这个胃口。
There's only one thing worse than that, brothers and sisters.
有一件事比这个，只有一件事比这更糟。
And that is when we have no appetite for the things of the Lord.
就是我们对神的事没有一点的胃口。
All the number of people that have said to me, "Well, I open my Bible."And I just don't get anything out of it.
有人会说我打开圣经之后读不出什么。
Like that cow, she is there. There is milk, but there's just no connection.
像那只小牛生出来之后，虽然奶在那里，但是它没有去吸取。
It's not the Lord's fault.
这不是主的问题。
The Lord wants to feed. If we would just move our heart in His direction just this much, He'll give us something.
主是何等的愿意来喂养我们，只要我们稍稍的偏向他那边一点，他会赐予我们很多。
And it starts with just one little bite.
或者就是从很小的一口开始。
People say, how do I have a quiet time?
有人说我怎么会在神面前有安静的时间。
How much time do I spend?
我要花多少的时间。
Start with a minute.
从一分钟开始。
Just by saying, Lord, I'm hungry.
就是对神讲，我饥饿。
Everything I've had in life is not satisfying me.
我在生活里面看到所有的事都不能满足我。
It's not my degree, it didn't satisfy me.
不是我的学位，这没有让我满足。
It's not marrying this person with this beautiful mouth of teeth.
并不是与这个一口牙很好的人结婚，这也不能满足我。
It's not getting the perfect job.
也不是找到一个完美的工作。
Or this beautiful home.
或者这个漂亮的新房。
These things are leaving me empty.
这件事最后只让我觉得虚空。
Like the woman at the well who lived those six lives with six different men.
就像那个井边的妇人，她有六个丈夫。
And then she met number seven.
然后她遇到了第七位。
The man.
那一位。
And quenched her thirst.
就让她的饥渴最后止住。
And she never thirsted again.
从此再也不渴。
Except for Psalm 63:1, she thirst for the Lord Jesus.
除非他之后只有像诗篇六十三篇一样，他向神来。
And everything that is in your life today that's causing you to be thirsty and dry and feel like you're walking across the Sahara Desert, the Lord Jesus will fill.
如果今天您在生活里面觉得这么的干渴，这么的饥饿，就像在撒哈拉的沙漠里面，神可以让你得满足。
But I still haven't answered the question.
但我还没有回答这个问题。
How do you create thirst?
怎么样来创造这个干渴？
How do you create a hunger?
怎么样来心里有这个饥饿？
Tell the young people, write it down.
你可以记下来，年轻人。
I can't.
我不行。
I can't.
我不能。
No one can cause in themselves a hunger and thirst for the Lord Jesus.
没有一个人可以在自己里面对主耶稣创造一个饥渴。
Jesus made it very clear from the cross when he says, I thirst.
主耶稣在十字架上让这件事非常清楚，说我渴了。
All he thirsted to be reunited with his Father.
他是何等的渴望与父亲再合一。
Never been separated from his Father in spirit.
他在灵里面从来没有与父分离过。
But at the cross, he was completely for 3 hours cut off.
但是在十字架上有三个小时，他完全的与父神隔绝。
And at the end of that 3 hours, he cried out, "I thirst."
所以在三个小时之后，他说我渴了。
Christ is the one that thirsts.
主耶稣就是那位渴。
And so before you can even have a thirst this morning, unbeliever, you must come into the presence of Christ.
所以今天早上如果您还没有相信的话，您要先来到主耶稣里。
You must believe in his saving work in your life.
你必须相信他救赎的工作。
Then, that's the beginning of thirst.
然后就是我们里面饥渴的开始。
People have hated this book and they have believed in the Lord Jesus and immediately things began to make sense.
有些人原来是这样的反对神，但是他们一得救，这本书就给他们一些亮光。
Number two.
第二点。
There must be repentance.
必须要有悔改。
Repentance is not something that happened the day you were saved only.
悔改并不是在你得救的那一天发生的。
Repentance is like hunger and thirst.
就像这个饥渴一样。
If you are hungering and thirsting after the Lord and reading this word, you will be repenting daily.
如果你真的是在神面前有饥渴的话，你每天都会悔改。
Every day the Lord raises the bar.
每一天神都会让他的标准。
Every day the Lord shows us something more of himself.
每一天主都向他更启示他自己。
And what happens when we see the Lord Jesus?
如果我们看到主耶稣会发生什么呢？
We see also something of ourselves in contrast.
我们也看到我们里面与他 相对的那一面。
And it's totally different than what we saw of the Lord Jesus.
是完全与我们看到的主耶稣完全相反的。
The Robert Ingersolls, the Richard Dawkins, I would say away with them.
Robert Ingersoll 还有 Richard Dawkins, 我是愿意不理他们。
But then when I look at the Lord Jesus, I see that the Lord Jesus says, forgive them.
但是我看到主耶稣看到他说赦免他们。
He never has said to one person that your sins are far too great for me to forgive.
主耶稣从来没有对一个人说你的罪太大我不能赦免你。
Repentance isn't just a trite, well, I'm sorry, Lord, thank you for forgiving me.
悔改并不是说对不起主耶稣，感谢你赦免了我。
Repentance is a realization that we have absolutely rejected the salvation of the Lord.
悔改就是说我们认识到自己原来完全拒绝了这个救恩。
We have rejected God's Son.
我们完全拒绝了他的儿子。
My wife has made me mad and I am going to stay angry and I don't need the Lord's patience.
我的妻子让我这么生气，我拒绝主耶稣，我不愿意来赦免。
We call this re-crucifying the Lord.
我们称这个叫让主耶稣重钉。
We're no different than those people 2,000 years ago when we act this way.
如果我们这样来行事的话，与两千年前钉主耶稣十字架的人没有区别。
Anytime something of this old man comes up and we persist and we allow to rule our lives, we're rejecting the cross.
每一次在我们里面这个旧我出来的时候，我们让他来掌管我们，我们就是让主耶稣在。
My hurt feelings are more important than what Jesus died.
我这个受伤的 心情比主耶稣钉十字架更重要。
And some of us have the ability to hold on to these things not only for a day, not only for a week, but it goes on to years.
有些人他们抓住一些事情，不光是一天、一个星期，甚至是一年。都不放弃。
This is what causes divorce. This is what causes separation.
这就造成分裂，甚至离婚。
More subtly, what causes us to stay living in the same house, but living parallel lives.
甚至让我们两个人住在同一间房间，但是我们会生活两个平行的生活。
Husband doing his thing, wife doing her thing.
丈夫做丈夫的，妻子做妻子的。
Resentment has come in. Resentment, anger.
愤怒
hatred
进入这个里面，仇恨也进入这个里面。
Which we said earlier is murder. So we have murder in a household.
这就是杀人，所以在我们的家庭里面就有杀人的事。
Young people, you have fallen parents.
年轻人，你们会有一些不成功的父母。
One of the reasons.
堕落的父母。
One of the reasons small children often just follow mom and dad around and don't argue.
很多时候小的那些孩子们，他们就是跟着父母，他们不会来争论。
Because they are not old enough to see mom and dad's feet of clay, weaknesses.
因为他们还没有长大到一个程度，看到父母里面的失败。
But around 10, 11, 12, 13, all of a sudden young people see.Mom and Dad are not perfect.
但是十岁、十一岁，年轻人、少年的时候就看到父母里面他们的失败。
Mom and Dad are trying to bring up spiritual things, and the child in the back of the mind says, "Who's talking?"
当父母要对孩子说一些属灵的事的时候，孩子就说：“你凭什么讲这些话？”
Young people, although your parents are fallen.You are to obey them with a joyful heart.
年轻人，就算你的父母是失败的，你们也要顺服，以一个喜乐的心来顺服。
I understand. I emphasize that word joyful.
我刚才强调这个词就是喜乐。
God looks at the heart, and when we say, yes, mom, all good, God doesn't see it as submission.
神看我们的心，当我们说是的，我愿意顺服。
God sees it as, God sees it as, God sees it as disobedience.
神看到这里，还是说你们不顺服。
Mom says, close that Facebook.
当妈妈说把你这个画册合起来。
And you walk in your bedroom, shut off the light, and continue.
但是你回到睡房，关了灯，还是要看。
That's lying. That's cheating. That's disobedience.
这就是说谎，这就是欺骗，这就是不顺服。
And it is saying that I have more enjoyment in my Facebook than obeying God Himself.
这就是你在说，在这个年册里面，你得到更多的，你不愿意来顺服神。
Every foul attitude from the heart towards a parent is rejecting the cross.
每一个对父母这种抗拒，就是不顺服神。
And it is serious.
这是非常严重的事。
You young people, I look at these young girls right here. All of you have the privilege of being a Mary.Like the mother of Jesus.
在这里的年轻的女孩子们，你们可以像玛利亚一样。
Someone who has a young teenage girl could be so pure that the Holy Spirit could indwell her, and Jesus could present Himself in her.
像这样纯洁的女孩子们，你们可以有圣灵居住在你们里面，让你们这样的纯洁。
You young men, God is looking at this young age.For young men who will be Daniels and will be Josephs and Davids.
年轻的男孩子们，神在你们里面看到，你们可以成为但以理，可以成为约瑟。
These young men, these young women have bowed the knee at a very young age.
年轻的男孩子们，女孩子们，你们可以在很年轻的时候就向神。
It's a snare of the enemy to say, well.In the future.
这是仇敌的陷阱，对你们讲，以后再说。
It is now.
其实是现在。
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
因为在圣经里面讲，今天就是拯救的日子。
Bow the knee now.
今天就来学习。
And enjoy life.
然后来享受这个生命。
This is the way to enjoy now, the millennium, and forever.
这就是我们怎么能够今天跟将来，甚至在千年国里面都可以享受。
Oh, we read some very tough accounts of believers cast into outer darkness because they did not bow the knee and have regrets for 1,000 years.
我们可以看到有许多的记载，一些信主的人，他们以后哀哭切齿、痛悔，因为他们没有在今天来向神屈膝。
In the library, we have a book.On the Book of Matthew by Watchman Nee.
在图书馆里面一定有一本书，就是尼弟兄他写的关于马太福音。
Is it the King and the Kingdom? The King and the Kingdom.
是王跟王国。
That helps us. Watchman Nee has done a wonderful job of helping us know something about the rapture, something about the tribulation.Something about the millennium and how believers are related to it.
尼克森弟兄就写到，我们信主的人怎样会被提，这个国度是怎样建立，怎样有灾难，所有的事情。
And sooner or later, every knee will bow.
总有一天，所有万膝都要跪拜。
And the reward is for those who bow now.
这个奖赏就是今天屈膝的人。
As a housewife.Bowing now.
作为妻子，今天就可以屈膝。
My children are not mine. My marriage is not mine. It's yours, Lord.
我的孩子不是我的，这个婚姻也不是我的，是你的主。
I'm a steward of this job that you have here on earth.
我只是今天你赐给了这个孩子在地上的管家。
It doesn't matter how young, how old, we all can bow.
不管你是年轻人或者是年长的，都可以来屈膝。
Number three.
第三点。
Brokenness.
破碎。
Hunger and thirst, repentance, brokenness.
饥渴、悔改跟破碎。
Are we a broken people this morning?
今天我们是不是一个破碎的人？
The Lord is not looking for workers.
主并不是在寻找一个工作的人。
When he has a broken person, he automatically has a worker.
他如果找到一个破碎的人，这就是一个工人。
If you're thinking about, well, I'm wondering how I should serve the Lord, what I should do.
如果您今天在想怎样来，我应该怎么样来侍奉神。
Come back to this word, brokenness.
回到这个词就是破碎。
Whether we're totally given to the Lord.
我们是不是完全把自己交给神？
Or my life is not my own.
我的生命不是我自己的。
It's all His.
都是他的。
This morning, our brother came up here and he broke the bread.
今天早上弟兄来拨开这个饼。
Jesus is the example of what it means to be a broken life.
主耶稣就是给我们一个榜样，什么是破碎的生命。
He came with no aspirations of his own.
他来没有自己的意愿。
The difference between the Lord Jesus and us is found in one word, self-interest.
主耶稣跟我们的区别可以在一个词里面找到，就是自我。
The Lord Jesus had bowed his knee to his Father and had one interest.
主耶稣向父来屈膝，在他里面只有一件关心的事，
to please his heavenly Father,
就是来让天父喜悦。
We have what we call self-interest.
但我们却有自己的喜好。
All of these things that we want to do,
所有我们计划要做的事。
That are in the back of our mind. This is what I want. This is what where I want to go.
在我们头脑里面，我们都安排了要做这个，要做这个。
And until we come to a crossroads and we say, I'm through with my plan.
就等到一天，我们到这个十字路口，说我到了尽头。
Until we lay everything down.
直到有一天，我们把所有都放下。
We're not broken.
不然我们没有被破碎。
But because Jesus.Was broken.
因为主耶稣已经是破碎。
Now we can be broken.
所以我们也可以成为一个拨开的人。
His baptism was a baptism of repentance.
他的洗礼是悔改的洗礼。
Representing the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
代表了死、埋葬跟复活与主耶稣一起。
That's why we can repent.
所以我们可以悔改。
It's not something that we decide.
不是我们自己决定
的 It's not something we resolve.
不是我们自己解决的
This year we had for example in January New Year's January 1st, January 26th、
就像在年初的时候1月1号1月23号
But they don't help us Those resolves do not help us
我们曾经做过这样的计划但这些计划没有帮助我们
It's only believing in the Lord
只有来信靠主耶稣。
The fourth word is in Christ.
第四个词是在基督里。
How do we know we're bowing the knee?
我们怎么知道是不是正在屈膝？
We find ourselves in Christ.
就是在发现自己是在基督里。
Take the word mercy for example.
比如这个词怜悯。
How many of us here have mercy?
今天我们中间。有多少人里面是有怜悯的心
Well, most of it could be measured a lot like this.
许多人就量一量可能只有这么多
I don't know what they call that nano or nino or very small.
没有一个词来形容是毫米呢还是比它更小
Very, very small when it comes to mercy.
非常的少
Someone crosses up, we have none.
有人来冒犯我们我们就什么都没有
How do you have mercy?
怎么样有这样的怜悯
In Christ
在基督里
How do you forgive
怎样来赦免
In Christ
在基督里
How do we love
怎么样来爱
In Christ
在基督里
So all through the day we're constantly repenting we're turning around from our self love to his love
所以我们每天都要这样来悔改转过来有这样神的爱
God, 1 Corinthians 1:3, God has placed us in Christ.
在哥林多前书第一章，他说我们得在基督里。
God did.
是本乎神。
God will keep us there.
神而且让我们停留在基督里。
If we yield.
如果我们顺服的话。
If we're constantly broken.
如果我们保持自己经常被破碎。
Continually to repent.
我们保持自己不停地来悔改。
But how do we stay in Christ? Number five.
那第五，我们怎么样在基督里？
We need preventative and maintenance.
我们需要维护跟保养。
Denying ourselves.
舍己。
Number five, denying ourselves. Luke 9:23.
第五就是舍己，在路加福音第九章二十三节。
Matthew 10 tells us that we must take the kingdom by violence.
在马太福音第十章说，我们要努力进入神的国。
Not violent with one another.
并不是对彼此这么暴力。
Violent with the flesh.
而是对肉体。
This dullness, this tiredness.
就是对这个迟钝，对这个疲惫。
Spiritual things put us to sleep.
属灵的事经常让我们沉睡。
Very easy.
非常容易。
It doesn't matter in brothers and sisters, you can be saved a long time, and tomorrow or even today, be absolutely dull when it comes to spiritual things.
很长的时间，当我们进入到属灵的事里面，非常的迟钝。
We never grow out of that.
我们从来没有从这里面出来过。
Because sin is attached to us.
因为我们里面的罪是这么紧密的在一起。
It is in us.
它就在我们里面。
It wants to raise its head of self.
它就在愿意在我们里面抬头。
It wants to protect self.
它愿意来保护这个自我。
You can't separate the word self from the word sin.
你不可能把这个自我跟罪分开。
And we must be violent with that. Say, no.I am in Christ.
对这件事我们要有暴力说不我是在基督里。
You young people can walk out of here and your parents can say something to you even after hearing this message. And the natural, normal thing will be, oh, do we really have to go now?
年轻人当你在聚会之后很可能你的父母说现在要走了你里面是不是说是不是一定要现在走
Or do we have to stay that long?
或者说我们是不是要在这里这么久才走
It doesn't matter what it is Our natural instinct, young people, is to take the opposite side of the fence
不管事情是怎么样我们里面的自我总是一个天性就是与父母作对
How is that broken?
那这个怎么样来被破碎
Violence
要有暴力
Here's the problem. It's not your parents.
现在这里是问题，不是你的父母。
It's not your mother-in-law.
也不是你的岳母。
It's not your in-laws.
不是你的岳父岳母。
The whole problem is right here.
问题都在自己。
Ephesians 3:8, I love this verse.
在以弗所书第三章。
Paul says, I am less than the least of the saints.
他这里说，我是在使徒里面是最小的。
This is the Apostle Paul speaking.
这个是使徒保罗所说的。
He is writing the highest revelation in the whole Bible when he says, right in the middle of the whole book, he says, I am less than the least.
这是使徒保罗他写的这本书是圣经里面启示最高的一本书但在这本书的中间他说我比众圣徒中最小的还小。
From this day,On the Damascus Road, when Paul bowed his knee, he continued to bow his knee.
从大马士革的路上那一天开始，保罗从那一天开始，每一天都在神面前屈膝。
He recognized when he said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who can free me from this bondage of death in me, in my heart?"
就他在里面有这样一个呼喊，就是我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
And because of that attitude, he cried out, he hungering and thirsting, repenting to the Lord. And it was a broken man who he found himself in Christ in Romans 11.
就是从这里开始，他里面有这样的饥渴，而且有这样的悔改，他里面被破碎，发现自己是被放在基督里。
bowing the knee, confessing Christ is Lord, is a moment by moment thing. Life in us.
在神面前屈膝，这样的来向神来悔改，这是我们里面每一天每一刻需要来做的事。
But there is a tremendous opposition.
但是在我们里面有一个很相对的事情。
Brothers and sisters, may we not think for a moment that we can reform this person.
弟兄姐妹们，我们其实不应该这样来想，我们自己能把自己改造。
This inner life is compulsive, self-centered.
我们里面这个 本性的生命完全是自我。
Totally occupied with me and myself and my self-interest.
完全被我，我的所有，我的自己的、所有所属的来占有。
And if there is not a repenting of that condition, we can't even bow the knee.
如果不是在悔改的光景里面，我们不可能来向神屈膝。
Number six.
第六。
If we are bowing the knee, number six, our cup will run over.
如果我们在神里面屈膝，我们的福杯要满溢。
We will rejoice in all things.
我们会常常喜乐。
A very simple verse, one of the shortest verses in the Bible.
非常短的一个章节。
Absolutely impossible to obey.
是非常简直是不可能来遵从的。
You can read that verse 10 times every morning before you go to work. Your boss will say something, and you will not be rejoicing.
你可以早上来读10次 这个章节，但是到老板面前、他说一些话你就已经不能遵从了。
Many things right in our own home it prevents us from rejoicing.
在家里面所发生的事也让我们不能来遵从。
When the Lord says rejoice in all things, he meant just that.
当主耶稣说他的命令说常常喜乐，他就是这样的意思。
It has to do with the joy of the Lord filling our hearts.
这就是让主的这个喜乐充满我们的心。
Every moment of the day.
每一天每一时刻。
God, recognize God has put this man in my life, my husband.
认识到是神让这个人成为我的丈夫，放在我的生命。
I don't care who was a matchmaker, it ultimately was God who did it.
也许有些婚姻的媒介把你们两个摆在一起。
God
是神
put that woman in your life, brothers.
是神把这个 女人摆在你的生命里，弟兄们。
God has given you those children, even though they might be rebelling right now.
是神赐给你你的儿女。虽然这些儿女是这样的不顺境。
God makes no mistakes.
神不会犯错。
And when we start rejoicing, then God can work.
当我们喜乐的时候，神的工作也开始。
Parents, if you're complaining about your children, whether they're in middle school, high school, college, it gives no room for God to work.
如果您的孩子是在初中、高中、大学，如果您心里觉得神不能工作的话，神真的不能。
You keep writing them letters and nagging and calling them on the phone, tell them they need to go to the meeting. It's not going to work.
如果您努力的写信给他，然后来命令他去参加聚会，这些都不会成功。
Begin rejoicing, praising, worshiping the Lord.
但是要来喜乐，要来敬拜神。
Victory in spiritual things are all done through worship, through rejoicing, through thanking.
在属灵里面，所有的征战的胜利都是在于敬拜，在于赞美。
And that is what it means to bow the knee.
这就是向神屈膝的意思。
Number seven, if we are to bow the knee.
第七点，如果我们要向神屈膝。
All I have to do is tell you to go home and listen to Brother Phillips' tape again.
我可以说这一点就是回去来听钟弟兄上次所讲的。
Faith.
信。
These things that we just mentioned, all six of them, none of them help, none of them even begin without faith, the size of a mustard seed.
刚才我们提到的这六点， 都不会对我们有任何的帮助，除非我们里面有一个信心，就算像芥菜种这么小的信心。
If you think you got faith bigger than a mustard seed, then you probably don't have any faith at all.
如果你觉得你的信心像芥菜种一样小，可能你是没有信心。
Some arrogance has already come in and has quenched the little faith that you have.
所以你里面的骄傲已经把这个小小的信心压倒了。
Faith, as our brother mentioned so clearly, isn't something in itself. It's the object of faith that counts.
弟兄也讲到，这个信心不是我们里面信心有多大的作用，而是你所信的这个事实。
And the object is this indescribable God of the universe and His Son administered by the Holy Spirit.
这件事实，我们所信的内容就是。神他已经是坐在万有做主，而且他让主耶稣来管理。
How do we hunger and thirst?
我们怎样来饥渴慕义呢？
Faith in the hunger and thirst that Christ had for His Father.
就是像主耶稣那样来信靠天父。
How do we repent?
我们怎样来悔改呢？
Same way the Lord Jesus set aside heavenly glory and turned and became a bond servant.
就像主耶稣一样，放弃天上所有的荣耀，但是取了一个奴仆的形象。
Only Jesus was broken, and by faith in Him, we can be broken.
主耶稣就是那破碎的那一位，我们像他一样，还可以有真
的。As the Lord Jesus abided in His Father, we now in Christ can abide by faith.
就像主耶稣在父里一样，我们也可以借着信在主耶稣里面。
We cannot deny ourselves, but the Lord Jesus denied Himself.
我们不可能舍己，但是主耶稣已经舍己了。
Oh, no one go out of here this morning trying to keep this list.
没有人希望，没有人今天之后来把这个记录下来。
You'll be worshiping yourself before you even get to the dining room.
这样记录没有用，因为你在到这个爱宴之前已经把这些都忘掉了。
Only the Lord Jesus can fulfill these things.
只有主耶稣能够让这些成为实际。
Oh, for the joy that was set before the Lord Jesus. He looked at the cross, he looked at you and I, and he said, I'll go.
就像主耶稣因着这个后面的喜乐，他就放下自己说，我要走这条路。
Can you imagine walking up Calvary Road and all the stuff that was coming upon him? The spitting, the ridicule, the nonsense, just the noise itself. And he has an inner joy that he's saving all these people.
你能够想象主耶稣在这些去十字架的路上，他被人吐唾沫，被人来辱骂。如果没有这个后面的喜乐，里面的喜乐，他怎样来走这条路
？And even faith, brothers and sisters, none of us have ever conjured up even the size of a mustard seed in ourselves.
谈到信心的话，甚至这个像芥菜种一样小的信心，都不是出于我们自己。
One last quote.
最后有一个有一句话。
I'd like to quote Milton, one of the famous men of literature, English in our language, in the English language.
我要提的这句话是出自米尔顿，他是在英文这个语言里面最非常重要的一个人物。
Milton says.Oh, that man should be so stupid grown as to forsake the living God.
那些人呢，如此的愚蠢，以致离弃了活神。
Oh, that man should be so stupid grown that he should not bow the knee.
那些人如此的愚蠢，他们不来向神屈膝。
Stupid in our language comes from this word stop.
愚蠢是前面还有一个词，就是停顿。
We learn something about the definition in Proverbs 12:1.
我们在箴言12:1里面可以学到这个词。
It simply means we stop taking instruction.
就是说我们停止来接受管教。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we have not been talking about.Theology 405.
今天早上我们并不是来讲神学的五零五。
This is the gospel 101.
这是神对我们讲101是最基本的。
Very simple instruction.
非常简单的指令。
The whole Bible can be summed up in two thoughts.
整本圣经可以被总结在两个观点。
From God's side, it's Jesus Christ crucified.
从神来看就是主耶稣并他钉十字架。
From man's side,It's every knee will bow.
从我们人来看，就是万膝都要跪拜。
Sooner or later.
迟早。
Later means much pain and much regret.
如果我们迟的话，就代表痛苦跟痛悔。
Just turn in your hymn books to page 670, please.
让我们把诗歌本打开到670首。
I want you to notice the first line in this I want you to notice the first line.
671首，让我们看前面这句话。
In the mighty name of Jesus, when we bow.Before the throne.
我奉耶稣全能的名跪在施恩宝座前。
We will all bow.
我们都要屈膝。
One by one.
每一个。
And God is going to have just one question.
今天神只有一个问题。
Did you bow before my son while you were on earth?
当你在地上的时候，有没有向我的儿子屈膝？
In all things.
在任何的事上
We're not going to be able to say, but God, you don't know my wife.
可能我们要说神啊，你并不了解我的妻子。
I wanted to bow, but she was such a distraction.
我真的愿意屈膝，但是她对我的这个搅扰太大。
Young people, you will not have an excuse. Your parents might not even be saved. No excuse.
年轻人，你也没有借口，甚至你的父母还没有得救，也不是借口。
Let's stand.
让我们站起来。
And sing this song.
来唱这首诗。
Because this whole message hinges on one thought, the mighty name of Jesus.
因为今天所有的信息就在这个词上面，就是耶稣全能的名。
Amen. that James will come and close us in prayer.